make it sort of listenable to everyone.
It's
and then you,
it's just depressing.
Yeah.
We need something. We need
some sort of blend of humour in there.
And we've got like it's got to be moving as well at the same time. You know, I reckon it's got to be something that people can go by. It'll be like it'll be something that like people can listen to that are like, oh, that's funny. Yes, that's very. That's like that. That's, you know, it's quick. It could be quite unhinged.
Well, it's something you almost can dance to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, even though it's metal and it's probably somewhat on the darker side, you have to dance to it.
That's the point of most of our songs. You want to make a catchy song because if your song's catchy enough, people will listen to it enough, and they will actually hear the message in the music. Because if it is just a slow song where you're pouring your heart out, if it's an entire album, it's boring. You need to make everything upbeat, people will enjoy it, and they will finally hear your message.
Oh, 100.
Indeed. Indeed. And, you know, if you have to be a bit crazy in the video, then go for it, I say.
And that is how you crack the code, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed it is. Let's listen to another track from the Collapse album now. What track should we listen to next?
What do you reckon?
What is the next one?
Oh, we've got to do...
I love how you say we've got to do this, George, and then you can't remember what it is.
What was the list I sent you? I think it would be Just Wanna, Don't Wanna. Just Wanna, Don't Wanna.
Just Wanna, Don't Wanna, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the next one.
That's a pretty good one, yeah.
Right, Just Wanna, Don't Wanna. What can we say about this one?
Well,
this is actually, I can't lie to you, is the only song we have on this album that means absolutely nothing.
And it sounds almost a little bit like it's got the tone for, you know, we all live in a yellow submarine.
It's it's complete nothingness. It's the only song... God, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's somehow weirdly Beatles influence. But at the same time, we're trying to add some sort of message to it. But you don't have to give any meaning to the message. Because it doesn't mean anything, so...
Yeah,
go
this is.
It.
I think you've kind of just emphasized what Connor's just said. Let's listen to the track.
Let's crack on.
I
Mandala Effect here on Curples on Phoenix FM. That track is entitled Just Wanna, Don't Wanna, and it is from their album, Collapse, which is coming out this coming Saturday. And, well, have you been out in the live scene recently? Have you got stuff coming up?
That's a hard one. Our drummer is not free too often. He's sitting his exams at the minute, which is really funny, since I'm like 26. But we've got this drummer. He also plays in a band called Bloodline, who are unreal. Like, Bloodline are brilliant.
That kid's a machine on the drum.
They are. And we done a show with him. Our first ever show was us, Bloodline, and a band called Soaked.
Soaked, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
And I started talking to the drummer of Bloodline, and we was like, we haven't got a drummer. Because the first show we ever done, we had the drums coming through the PA. We had the drums on a backing track, and we just played along to it. And he was like, well, I'll drum for you, yeah, sweet. And then we started having conversation. We've had a couple of rehearsals. He's really, really good. But being the age that he is, he's literally finishing his exams.
Yeah.
So July, he is free to practice whenever, but he's finishing his exams. He's 15.
Righto.
But he's unbelievable.
Shout out, Aidan. Hope you're listening.
Aidan from Bloodline is unbelievable. So, yes, we've got a gig coming up that's sort of in the works, and we're not quite sure how it's going to work yet because of, you know, times and scales and that. So I'm not going to announce it because I have no idea if it's actually happening. But we've got one coming up, and then towards the end of this year, and we will be pretty full on with what we're doing. It just took us a little while because we didn't find a drummer for the first part. We was writing. We found a drummer. We had to wait for time. Then we were still writing. But yeah, as the end of the year comes on, everything should come together, and we'll be a full-time gigging band. And come and see us whenever, but towards the end of the year, not yet.
Excellent. Well, totally fair, totally fine. We're going to be playing a couple more songs to keep people tempted for the time being. But first up, we're going to listen to one more musical selection, and it's a bit of Korpiklaani. So, tell us about Wooden Pints.
I love Korpiklaani. They are...
We've played them on the show before, listeners. They are very good.
They're amazing. I went to see... Well, this is my love for Korpiklaani. I was listening to a bit of Korpiklaani a couple of months ago. I do often come back to listen to them. Whenever I'm having a little drink and I'm sitting down, I want to listen to them. It's very folk, drinking, pub music. It's up and it's good music. So I was listening to Korpiklaani and it come up with they was playing. So I bought a ticket before I knew it. I was playing with Alstom, which is what George's musical choice was. But Korpiklaani, I've listened to them for years. They are really, really, really good. And I think this is one of their first songs they released. And it's just really, really good. It's a really good song. I love Wooden Pints. I really do. It's such a good song, as they will hear in a second.
We'll be right back.
Kalani here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Wooden Pints. It was chosen by my guests tonight, The Mandala Effect. We're going to listen to two songs in a row next from the new album Collapse. So we're going to listen to Mussolini's Big Tea Party. I don't think we need to elaborate too much on that one. And another track entitled Lost. I'm not sure if we need to elaborate too much on that one either.
No, but
Lost is a journey. Lost is a, well, it's a journey, to be fair. That's the best way I can put it.
Righto. Well, let's go on a little journey right now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Away from your sneaking face, chilling inside from a knee.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, courtesy of the Mandala Effect from their new album Collapse, which is coming out this Saturday. You heard Mussolini's Big Tea Party and Lost. So, what do the next few months hold for the Mandala Effect?
I reckon a lot of practice, a lot of rehearsals, a lot of thought to go into our next future stages,
yeah.
Because we have a lot of stuff to do, pretty much, and we hope to deliver as much content and promotion as possible to our listeners, and we just hope it goes all right.
Yeah, that's the next couple of months. It's writing, recording, meeting up, sorting everything out, and trying to stay relatively consistent with our sound. Not necessarily timings, because I don't try and stay too consistent when it comes to how often we release things, because I think when you put yourself on to a schedule of I will release it here and here before you've even done it, then it becomes rushed. But the sound needs to stay relatively the same as I believe it has from the first album to this one. Maybe a little bit of a different sound we've got now, but it's still the same sort of core. But we need to stay the same sort of sound, talk about the same very, very severe topics, which is what a lot of our music is about. It's anti-war, it's anti-genocide, essentially quite like System of a Down's topics. It's very that sort of thing, but we have to do that and not sort of ruin it. You have to pay some form of respect when you talk about certain things. Although we have a laugh, don't want to go too far into having a laugh. Everything has to have its quite clear road set.
I mean, I'd say we've got to be like, obviously, we've got to watch what we say. We've got to, like, obviously have a light-hearted topic. But initially, we're just very British, to be fair. That's not British. That's British. British.
Indeed. And we're going to hear one last blast of that Britishness.
Sorry, Nick.
Tell us about Recompose. Tell us about Massacre at Candle Lane, although I've instantly regretted asking that.
So, Candle Lane was a little storyline that I come up with within about 20 minutes of our rehearsal time at my house. Candle Lane is basically about a lot of bad people in this world. Picture a lot of people who have been, you know, basically been doing a lot of bad things that a lot of people would not respect, you know. And they're basically very upset about what they've done, you know. And they basically want to become respected and liked upon people again. So they hear about this place called Candle Lane. And little do they know that the owner of this place is a little bit more messed up than they are. And so they hear through this email from the owner of Candle Lane to come on down. And he will sort out their problems and they will erase all of their past. And they can go back to being very liked and kind, respected upon people.
Well, I reckon that's a blockbuster film in the making.
Exactly. But the thing is, they turn up to Candle Lane, but they don't get their problem sorted out. They get, well,
murdered.
Unalived. Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting for the blockbuster movie to come out, here it is in song form.
Take me away to this, a place where they don't.
It is the sound of the Mandala Effect here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Massacre at Candle Lane. And, well, we've heard quite a few tracks from the album. So, well, tell us about when it'll be out. It's very soon, listeners. And where people will be able to get their hands on it.
It will be out this Saturday, the 30th of March. And you will be able to get hold of it pretty much everywhere on all major streaming platforms. You will be able to hear it whenever you please. And it will be very fun. Won't it be fun?
Oh, 100% come.
It'll be a lot of fun, won't it?
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it, George?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But yeah, everywhere this Saturday, 30th of March, Collapse comes out. Thank you.
Excellent. And where can people go to find out more about the Mandala Effect?
The usual places. Instagram is our major place. You can go onto all of our like personal Instagrams. We post about it quite often. But the Mandala Effect Instagram will be the one. You'll know it's that one because it has the album cover for Collapse on it and Collapse in big letters across it. So that's where you'll find out more.
And for streaming, we can be found on YouTube Music. We can be found on Apple Music. And we can be found on
everywhere else, Spotify. Yes, Spotify. Absolutely everywhere. You'll be able to find us, but make sure you're in this Saturday, because that's when it comes out.
Excellent, good stuff. And, well, we'll stay tuned to when you have more songs out. But in the meantime, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
What for now?
Have you got any?
Con, do you want to start?
I have no shout-outs, same as always. Most of my family listen to most of my interviews that I do on this station. Shout out to my family as always.
Sweet as. Connor, I've got a couple of shout outs. Mum and Dad, of course. Jeez, for raise me. Me Nan, lovely. Yeah, got Petra, my mum's partner. Sweet as a nut. My girlfriend, obviously. Lovely. Thanks for wrapping my tattoo this morning. Couldn't do it with one hand, pretty
much. It's a good looking tattoo, people.
It is lovely, actually.
Oh, also, one little legend I know, Oscar Wing. Cheers, man. Keep it going.
Right. Any shout-outs from you, George, before you fall asleep?
No, not at all, really. Just one to Bloodline, who our drummer plays for.
Our drummer, yeah.
Excellent. Look up the Mandala Effect online. It is spelt, listeners, one more time, Mandala. Do not misspell that. Goodness knows where you're going to end up. And they'll be told about this great band that wasn't actually them. So yes, we can't have that happening. Well, I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. Good luck with the album release. And yes, we look forward to hearing more. The future very much starts here. The Mandala Effect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
It is the sound of Reverend Sun here on Curbles on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Circled by Sharks, and they are one of the bands who are going to be performing at the next 035 Promotions gig, which is happening at the Black Heart in Camden on the 25th of May. Quick shout out to Trenunky from 035 Promotions, who's just messaged in to say they are planning loads more gigs over at 035 Promotions. And he says, Trenunky says, if there's any horror-themed metal bands out there who want to get in touch with a gig that they're planning later this year, then do get in touch. Look up 035 Promotions on all the socials to find out more information about gigs they've got coming up. And yes, and the ones that they're currently planning for. So yes, very much looking forward to hearing more from them soon. Before that, huge thanks to the Mandala Effect for joining us in the studio tonight. And yes, their album Collapse is out this coming Saturday. So if you like what you've heard, then do check them out. This is a band that you'll be able to see out and about live in Colchester on Saturday. This is Grebo.
1, 2, 3, 4!
And a track of theirs entitled Reminiscing. Go look up them online as they are out on the gig scene at the moment. They've just released a new video for that track as well. Looking forward to hearing more from them soon. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick. By the way, if you have any gigs coming up, I couldn't find any of it over when I was looking earlier. I think it's just Easter time and everyone's a bit busy. But if there is one for a mention that you want mentioned on the show, email radio@phoenixfm.com and I'll mention that before the end of the show. Right, it is time. We're going to kick off this week's round of Chill with Nick with a band who go by the name of Not Me But Us, and a track from a brand new album from them entitled In a Box. And we've also got a track called Spring Break coming up as well, because, you know, it's just perfect for this time of year. Not Me But Us kicks off this week's round of Chill With Nick.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Evil Needle and Styles Davis, rounding off this week's round of Chill with Nick. So, you heard Not Me But Us and a new track from them entitled In a Box, followed by Sabe with Spring Waltz. Then it was Lakey Inspired and Spring Break, which is coming up or already happening for a few of you listening in. Then it was Lasco and Parsons Storm. And finally, Evil Needle and Styles Davis with Stargazing. You might not be doing as much of that from this Saturday when the clocks go forward. I just thought I'd fit that reminder in for you. And that is pretty much it for Kerbals on Phoenix FM tonight. Thank you all so, so much for listening. Thanks to the Mandala Effect for joining me in the studio. Their album Collapse is out this coming Saturday. And we look forward to hearing more from them soon. I'll be back next Wednesday with another round of Kerbals. And you, don't forget, you can listen back to all the recent shows, including this one very soon. Hello, people of the future, listening into it at phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. And it's also through the Phoenix FM website that you can also contact us if you would like some of your music played on this very show. Deramutu is up next with Reggae Revival. He'll be taking you through to midnight when Destination Dawn will see you through to 7 a.m. when Mikey Porter is back with the breakfast show and to kick off your Phoenix Thursday. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs. Thank you all again so, so much for tuning in. I'm going to leave you tonight with Fear of an Infinite Loop. Many thanks to Daryl from the band for sending us these tracks. We'll be looking forward to hearing more from Fear of an Infinite Loop very soon. As promised, Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next Wednesday at 8 p.m. for another round of it. I bid you good night.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the multi-talented Nick Field.